Good afternoon. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine. It's currently 88 in Fairfield, heading for a high around 90 today. Chance for showers tonight. I'll have more on that with the weather at the end of this news. Wayne County property tax bills will be mailed out next Friday, September 25th. Treasurer Donna Vaughn says that the first installment will be due on October 30th, with the second and final payment due on December the 4th. The total amount of property tax to be collected this year amounts to $14.3 million. That's up from last year. Taxes may be paid in person at the treasurer's office or the drop box on the west side of the courthouse lawn. You can also pay your taxes online at Illinois Pay or IllinoisEPay.com. Tax payments will also be accepted at the Sisney Trust Bank, Mount Airy Banking Center, now Citizens National Bank, People's National Bank in Fairfield, and First Financial Bank in Fairfield. If you pay your taxes by mail, the treasurer has a new address. The address is 301 East Main Street, Suite 201, Fairfield, Illinois, 62837. If you have any questions, you can contact Treasurer Donna Vaughn at 842-5087. WFIW News Time is 1217.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. We're continuing to expand by welcoming family nurse practitioner Kristen Betts at our McLeansboro Family Clinic location at 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro. Kristen will provide full-range family care, including women and children's health care and DOT physicals. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. To schedule an appointment, call 618-643-2988.
Smart shoppers know the place to save is Little Giant Grocery Outlet in Carmine. This week you'll find one quarter loin sliced into pork chops for $1.69 a pound. New York strip steak, $5.99 a pound. Knorr's pasta or rice and sauce, 69 cents a package. All varieties of RC Cola, 24-pack cans for $4.99. And Prairie Farms, 2% milk, 1/2 gallon for $1.79. Save on all this and more at Little Giant Grocery Outlet on Outer West Main Street in Carmine, where the giant stands high in the sky.
See September savings in every department at Kincaid. Save $8 on a 22-tine steel leaf rake and pay only $5.97. A gallon of indoor-outdoor, continuous spray, home defense insect killer, $11.97. Plus in electronics, a handheld police scanner, $99.99 with free programming. A wild game infrared trail camera, $112.99. Full-size headphones in black, white, or silver, $11.99 and more. Sign up for the $1,000 shopping spree while you're picking up your fall merchandise book, too, at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
A Carmine White County school bus was involved in a vehicle accident Thursday morning at the corner of 5th and Smith Streets in Carmine. The driver of the bus was identified as Phyllis K. Wilson, 70, of Crossville. The driver of the other vehicle was identified as Christopher A. Schneider, 47, of Carmine. According to Carmine City Police, Schneider was pulling out of Brown's parking lot onto 5th Street and did not see the school bus stopping for the railroad tracks. Schneider's 2003 Chevy collided with the rear of the bus. There were 18 passengers on the bus, and all were checked for injuries by White County Ambulance Service personnel. All except one student signed a refusal of treatment form and were released. One student was taken to the hospital in McLeansboro to be checked out for injuries. The accident was reported a few minutes before 8 a.m. Thursday. No tickets were issued. 36-year-old Cody L. Cropper of Fairfield was arrested Thursday night on a felony charge of being in possession of an open vehicle title. County Sheriff's Police were investigating a report of a domestic disturbance when they encountered Mr. Cropper and the alleged open title. He was booked at the county jail pending the setting of bond. Gayla D. Schalk, 53, of Carmine, reports to the Carmine City Police Department that someone damaged her vehicle. The report was filed a little after 9 o'clock Thursday morning. Fairfield Fall Fun Fest button numbers drawn so far are 3, 54, 280, and 281. Each button number drawn is worth $25 cash and can be claimed at the offices of McDowell, Kinchlow, and Jessup. There's still time to enter the Fun Fest bike ride, the cornhole tournament, and the gong show. All you have to do is go to Fairfield's annual Fall Fun Fest Facebook page and print out the entry form. Entry forms are also available at the chamber office and must be turned in no later than this afternoon. The 8th annual FMB Fall Fun Fest run 5K was held yesterday with over 90 participants. Rob Kirby, 46, was the overall winner with a time of 16 minutes, 26 seconds. Top female runner was Leah Sample, 28, with a time of 24 minutes, 9 seconds. Other winners include male top runners. First was Rob Kirby of Olney, 16:26, then Andrew White of Dahlgren with 19:23, and then Patrick Harvey of Fairfield with a 19:34. Female top overall runners, Leah Sample of Ellery was first with 24.09, Sarah Kelsey of West Salem with 25 minutes, 11 seconds, then Heather Taylor of Crossville, 27 minutes, 15 seconds. Male top walkers, Tony Mixonek of Benton finished in 31 minutes and 6 seconds, then Dino Leonard of Fairfield, 37 minutes, 27 seconds, and Pete Orth of Linville, Indiana, finished in 37 minutes, 30 seconds. Female top walkers include first place, Carolyn Schmidt of Linville, Indiana, 35 minutes, 44 seconds, Linda Monge of Fairfield, with a time of 38 minutes, 18 seconds, and Tammy Ewing of Fairfield at a time of 42 minutes, 28 seconds. Tonight at the Fall Fun Fest, Tressie and the Mixers perform from 6 to 7:30 on the main stage. Miss Fairfield Fall Fun Fest will be held at 7 o'clock in the entertainment tent, and the Blues Brothers perform from 8 to 11 on the main stage tonight. A full day of activities is planned for tomorrow, starting with yoga in the park at 7 a.m. at the amphitheater at Leo French Park. Also at 7 o'clock, the 29-mile bike ride will begin, and that will start at the basketball courts of Leo French Park. A community breakfast will be served from 7 to 10 at the Contiki here in Fairfield. Fairfield First Christian Church Classic Car Show begins at 9 o'clock. That will be held on the Le Mans Chrysler West lots. Also, the barbecue cooking will start tomorrow morning early. Other activities on Saturday include the Jonathan Lee Memorial Kitty Parade at 10 a.m. from Northside School to the High Rise. Kitty Corner activities will follow the Kitty Parade at the High Rise. The annual gong show is at 1 in the entertainment tent. Kitty Tractor Pull will be at 2 at the Fairfield National Bank drive-through lot. Outrageous Dog Show, sponsored by ARF, will be held at 4 o'clock on the main stage, and registration will begin at 3:20. It's the only time you can have your pets at the Fall Fun Fest. Rib Cook-Off Judging is at 4:30 east of the post office. Chuck-a-Duck will be held on the lot east of the post office at 6:30. The Victory Boys Quartet perform at 6:30 Saturday night in the entertainment tent. At 7 o'clock on the main stage in downtown Fairfield, it's Lunar Beach House. It's a Jimmy Buffett tribute band. They'll be performing, and then prizes will be awarded during the concert for the best parrot head attire. WFIW News Time is 12:23.
Temperatures are falling, and soon the leaves will be too. At Hubinger's Furniture Company, that means it's time for falling prices. So hurry on out and take advantage of these huge discounts. I have slashed prices in all departments. And remember, at Hubinger's, we have free delivery and free financing available. See store for details. So if new furniture or bedding is in your future, then now is the time to fall into these huge savings. Only at Hubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East Floor.
Pat Garrett here with John Hosselton of Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. John, when someone chooses cremation, can family and friends still have a celebration of life?
Cremation gives you many options. You may want a full-service funeral, including a viewing, or you may want a memorial service to be held afterwards at any time. The most important thing is to meet with me in advance and make your arrangements. For more information, call John Hosselton at Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney at 673-2131, an affiliate of Keystone America, Inc.
Edwards County High School Varsity Scholastic Bowl team went to Marion Thursday night to play in their first ever Southern Illinois Academic Conference tournament. They fell victim to Murfreesboro, Salem, Carbondale, and Mount Vernon, but rallied to defeat Marion at the end of the evening. Rachel Roberts scored 11 toss-ups for the night. Hallie Merbarger had 3. Abby Rivers buzzed in for 2, and Katie Krause added 1. The next scheduled match for the team is October 26th. The team is coached by Lois Mann. Wayne County Golf Course has reduced its daily rates for the rest of the season. Green fees, including cart on weekdays, is $20 for 18 holes, $15 for 9. On weekends, 18 holes can be purchased for $25 or 9 holes for $20. Course manager Tom Walters encourages everyone to experience the excellent course conditions at the reduced rates while the weather is still nice and the golf course is still beautiful. Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner is calling on majority Democrats to support his legislative agenda or immediately pass their own balanced budget. In a memo to legislators on Thursday, the Republican notes Illinois is about to enter a fourth month without a budget for the first time. He says the longer the stalemate drags on, the more painful it's going to be. Rauner says his initiatives, including letting local governments opt out of collective bargaining with public workers unions, would save taxpayers $5 billion. Rakesha Phelan, spokeswoman for Senate President John Cullerton, says Rauner's demands have zero impact on the state budget and will hurt the middle class. Phelan says Rauner and legislative leaders haven't met as a group to discuss the budget since May. She says the merry-go-round has got to stop. A new report from the Illinois legislature has found that the Illinois lottery lost money last year for the first time since 2009. The loss comes after the state hired a private manager to increase the lottery sales and profits. The State Journal Register reports that the state's capital projects fund felt the drop the most. Money from the lottery goes to state programs, mostly education efforts. The Bipartisan Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability report shows that the amount of lottery money available for state programs dropped by $125 million during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. The report says that lottery officials attributed the drop to prize payout ratio changes, which cost about $77 million. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. Price being paid local producers is $40.25. That is up $2.75 since yesterday. Now it's time that we check the price being paid, or the stock market report. The Dow is currently at 16,422, which is down 253. NASDAQ's at 4840, and that's down 54. And the price being paid for crude oil is $45.44. That's down $1.46 so far today. Turning out area deaths, 85-year-old Fairfield resident Richard Carr Cochran died Thursday, September 3rd, at his home. Richard is survived by his wife, Ann of Fairfield, two daughters, Virginia Allison Crisp of Moraga, California, and Susan Young of Elsa, Illinois, one son, Richard Carr Cochran, Jr., of San Rafael, California. Six grandchildren, Valerie Young and Libby Young, both of Elsa, Illinois. Allison Crisp of Atlanta, Georgia. Rebecca Crisp of Seattle, Washington. Mariana Cochran and William Cochran, both of San Rafael, California. Per Richard's wishes, his body has been cremated and a memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock tomorrow at the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield, with interment of ashes in the Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from 9 to 11 tomorrow at the church. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the First United Methodist Church or the Fairfield Lions Club, and will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of all of the arrangements. 90-year-old Carmi resident Lewis Hurtlin died Wednesday at Wabash Christian Retirement Center in Carmi. He had worked as a carpet layer for many years. He was a World War II veteran of the United States Navy. He is survived by his wife, Louise, his sisters, Stella Whetstone and Lyndall Brennan, nephew George Weigel, nieces Linda Miner, Deborah Santos, Dawn Brennan, Catherine Hurtlin. He was preceded in death by his sisters, Elizabeth Comer, Luella Bingman, Kuma Weigel, his brother Glenn Hurtlin, and nieces Vesta Upton and Frances Baldwin. Graveside services for Lewis Hurtlin will be at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi. the Reverend Roger Whetstone officiating. Military graveside rites will be conducted by the Carmi American Legion Post and VFW. The Stendebeck Family Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of all of the arrangements. Cecil A. and Deborah M. Higgins died earlier this year. Survivors include Deborah's mother, Rachel Hosick of Peoria, son Chad, and wife Breanne Higgins of Avon, Indiana, a daughter Chantel and husband John Shelton of Fairfield, a brother John Flanagan of Mill Shoals, four sisters Sue and husband Dennis Engel of Peoria Heights, Illinois, Patricia and husband Kevin Stone of Pekin, Illinois, Marianne and husband Dennis Loving of Windsor, Illinois, and Shirley Bro of New English, Iowa. Graveside services for Cecil A. and Deborah M. Higgins will be at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Burnt Prairie Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the services should go directly to the cemetery. The Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of all of the arrangements. 84-year-old Streamwood, Illinois resident Raymond Dixon died Sunday in the St. Alexius Hospital in Hoffman Estates. He is survived by one son, David Dixon of Hanover Park, Illinois, two grandsons, David Dixon Jr. and Danny Dixon, one granddaughter, Tegan Dixon, and a sister, Hermalee Mays of Carlisle, Kentucky. Graveside services for Raymond Dixon will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Pleasant Hill Cemetery. Visitation is from noon until the service time at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. 57-year-old Flora resident Easter Marlene Cosner died Tuesday at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Survivors include her husband, Alan Cosner of Flora, children Jed Williams of Flora, Emily Irvin of Greenup, Casey Stein of Flora, Jamie Willis of Louisville, Shane Cosner of Flora, and Dakota Cosner of Flora. Many grandchildren, siblings Joyce Williams of Reinhard, Elaine Bullard of Xenia, Donna Holtzinger of Flora, Jerry Curtis of Clearwater, Idaho, Randy Curtis of Arkansas, Donald Curtis of Oklahoma, and Luke Curtis of Flora. Also, numerous nieces and nephews survive. Funeral services for Marlene Cosner will be at 10 o'clock Monday at the Hoselton Funeral Home in Sisney with burial in the Johnsonville Cemetery. Visitation is Sunday from 4 to 8 at the Hoselton Funeral Home in Sisney. You've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News Time is 12:32.
I've always liked doing pediatrics. I love taking care of kids. I love watching them grow up, and I watch them in the community.
You know, if they see us on a Friday night, it's really easy to relate Monday morning because we kind of already know what's going on. I know who they are.
I would choose rural practice over Big City practice any day.
When a kid makes me smile, that's when I think, okay, that's why I'm in this, and this is a good day.
Learn more about Fairfield's only board-certified pediatricians at crhpc.org.
The most beautiful way to say I love you, a diamond from Jackson Jewelers in Mount Vernon. For your engagement, for your anniversary, a diamond says it all without saying a word. Many styles to choose from, including round or princess cut. Jackson Jewelers has the diamond to make her eyes sparkle and her heart melt. Plus, receive 12 months no interest financing with approved credit. For the love of your life at the moment of a lifetime, it must be a diamond from Jackson Jewelers. For over 86 years, 3002 Broadway in the Gallery, Mount Vernon.
The WFIW Fairfield Fall Fun Fest forecast for today. Sunny skies and a high near 90. 30% chance for showers tonight with a low of 68 and then scattered showers are possible tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 75. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sunny skies both Sunday and Monday. Both days will have highs around 75. It'll be sunny and a little bit warmer on Tuesday. Tuesday's high 78. Yesterday in Fairfield, the high temperature was 88. The overnight low 64. It's currently 88 in Fairfield, and reporting for WFIW News, I'm Tom Levine.